Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little sleepy. I just want a day where I don't have to do anything. Like, I feel like as y'all know, me and Samantha were at Cody and Jess's wedding, which we'll get into in a second. But it was like the next, once we came back home, I literally the next day had to wake up at 7, pick up Mello, and then it was like errands, like the Sunday groceries, laundry, da da da. Then the next day, I had to do something. And then I had like back-to-back talks with people, same today, and I've had talks today. I need to stop scheduling talks every single day and just do like one, like a bunch in one day. But every day I have them kind of sprinkled out. But still in the job hunt, still hopeful. And I have a lot of thoughts on a lot of things this week. What about you?
I'm the same. I feel like, yeah, just like trying to catch up on sleep and energy and just like have some downtime, which I have not been able to have yet. It's gonna be a long week. I have to be at the studio every day this week. My teacher training starts this weekend, and yeah, so it's gonna be a long week. I'm like, I don't really know when I will have that downtime, but
it's coming soon. Yeah, we have so much to talk about, y'all. Yes, let's get to it. Okay, so are you gonna ask me or I'm gonna ask you?
I guess we can say who's on trial. I'm like, it's Cody's wedding.
Cody's wedding's on trial.
Oh my god. We went to the most beautiful wedding this weekend, you guys. Like, it's Courtney's little brother. Courtney's been on the pod before. She's our third, like we've told you guys, and he got married. And yes, I've learned so much about Alexis this weekend. Like, she is a wedding critic.
Oh, yes, I am a wedding critic.
She is a connoisseur of weddings. And like,
I do want to say there are people with a lot more experience, but I have more experience than them.
Alexis was predicting songs
because it's normal.
She was telling me every beat, like, what to do next.
Mm-hmm. I do know the run of the show. I will say it was a strong wedding. Like, one, I would say it's probably the most beautiful wedding I've been to. And I've been to some weddings where people have tried to, like, curate the beauty, you know, in, like, the natural environment. Like, Jake's wedding was, like, kind of, like, on a mountain. And I feel like I've been to another wedding that, like, was very intentional. Like, we, you know, we want this to be event, like, a setting. Mm-hmm. I felt like Cody's was, like, the one of the most, if not the most beautiful wedding I've gone to, y'all, because it was, we were in Meredith, New Hampshire. So it's, like, a coastal, like, town on in New Hampshire.
Which I've never been to
Me either. I've never been to Meredith. I didn't even know Meredith existed. I didn't know New Hampshire could look this good, okay?
Yeah, that's what I didn't know what to expect.
Imagine the most perfect, like, temperature in weather that, like, the water looks at its peak. You know what I'm saying? You know when you go on a vacation, you see a picture of, like, a beach, and, like, you can see the sun is at a perfect setting where, like, the water looks very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how it was. Like, when we walked in, it was like the grass is green, the water is blue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. Like, there were, like, boats going by. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was just so beautiful.
And then, so, like, to me, that, like, that was strong. Like, 10 out of 10. And then we get to, like, the bride coming out. And, like, for me, I am a bride critic in the sense of, like, I feel like I'm a bride critic in the sense that I'm rooting for the bride. I want the bride to look the best they've ever looked. I want the question to come up of, can they look better? And the answer be no, right? And so usually, most of the time, brides take my breath away. I see them and I'm like, you did that. And Jess did that, okay?
So, like, she came out, she was like, she did that.
She did it. She did it.
Jess looks so beautiful. I love the dress.
It was simple. It was simple. Like, sometimes people don't need to do too much. She could have looked like she was walking out of, like, a J. Crew. Like you know, it elevated J. Crew, let's say, be real. But or like a Calvin Klein or like, you know, that type just of lane.
Perfect, you know,
like sophisticated
bride.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just simple and perfect, like the dress made her perfect.
And her hair, she had, like, two, like, pieces out in the front, and then, like, a really low, like, beautiful polished bun. The veil was the event, y'all.
The veil was beautiful.
Yes, it had so many details, and that was great paired with the plain, like, not, I don't want to say plain, but it was, like, a very, what's the word? Simple, polished dress. It was beautiful. Yes. She looked great.
Yeah. Cody looked great.
The officiant. Cody looked good too. Sorry.
All of his, you know, groomsmen, they wore, like, a navy, dark navy blue, which I loved. And,
That's another thing I judge is the officiant, because I feel like the officiant can make or break a wedding. I realized that a couple years ago when I went to my friend Lauren's wedding, and that was the first time I ever seen, like, heard an officiant that I was, like, captivated by. I was like, whoa. And from then on, I'm like, that makes or breaks the ceremony. And she did a fantastic job.
She was speaking my language of just, like, spiritual, like, spirit is here. And, like,
and you could just tell she was, just tell she was going to go deep. The girl had a bald head, okay? She was a black lady with a robe on, with a blonde, bald head. You knew she was about to get deep.
Yes.
And so we knew she was going to deliver.
Yeah, it was beautiful message. It was it was just, like, everybody was beautiful. Like, it was just, like, everybody's family, like, everybody there was just, like, in good spirit, just good vibes. Like, it was definitely like, Higginbotham wedding where it was just, like, you know, outdoors and, like, where we were staying outdoors, was, like, right on the water. And
I want to say they had a great cocktail hour, which I look forward to. The drinks were good. They had signature drinks, which everyone should have. And they had good appetizers. The food at the wedding was good. I've had better food, but it was good. The party was great. Dancing, everybody was dancing. They played Pitbull, which is
really great people. Like, we met some really fun people. Like, I feel like we made some friends. Like, I followed some people. And, and everybody, all the bridesmaids looked beautiful. Like, the bridesmaids' dresses were all different. Like, they could all pick their own. And it was, like,
It was just, everybody did a great job on that. Like, everybody picked a great dress. Courtney looked fabulous.
That usually goes well when people everybody's do it, I feel like.
Bodies were bodying. Like, let me tell you, this wedding made me be like, I want to get in the gym. Because everybody's backs were just looking so chiseled in their dresses and stuff.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And they played, I was saying they played Pitbull, which is Jess's favorite, which was really cute. And then
Drake, which was
cool. And Drake, yeah.
Oh my God. And the, we didn't talk about like the father daughter or dance and like the mother son dance.
You know, they did like, the traditional run of the show, father daughter dance. No, sorry. Yeah, father daughter dance, son mother dance. Yeah.
And what that was say about beautiful. That? Like, Miss Higginbotham, Cody's mom, first of all, you guys, like, this wedding was just emotional because, I mean, obviously, Courtney's our best friend since, like, second grade. And so it was just, I don't know, like, when the wedding was happening, it was, like, just life was, like, flashing before my eyes. And, like, how they had Courtney's parents' wedding picture. Like, I'm just like, wow, like, all of that brought us here. And, you know, it was just very beautiful to be, I think it was just like a person that has like, you know, we've watched grow up and like Cody's just so in love. Like you can tell, like,
yeah,
he loves that girl. Like during the officiant, like when they were, you know, doing all that, their IDs and stuff.
We definitely like, you know, we saw a milestone.
The way he was looking at her, like, and it was just beautiful. So I'm just excited for them.
It'll be great. And then finally there was an after party. It was at a pizza place. I was actually taken back by the pizza
insane.
Because it kind of reminded me of like the Goofy movie with like that pizza slice that looks so good in the cartoon. It was like perfect cheesy
pizza.
And it was, the sauce was really good. And the cheese was like very cheesy. It was really good.
Yes. The pizza. That's like my favorite type of pizza. Like that's ideal. Like I was like, You got it.
And they also had burgers and fries. It was like, it's just you have to have
open bar, an
after night. After
it was
night
just so
snack.
Fun. Like, you have to. Not having gone to a wedding in a long time. Like, it was just very beautiful. I really needed it. Like, I needed like some human, like, life stuff because, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, this is what life is about. And like, you reminded me like during the wedding, it's just like, yeah, like when I go to weddings, like this is people's lives, you know, like this is like the start of, you know, families and
yeah,
stuff.
New chapter.
And so it was just very refreshing for me being on the water, seeing everybody, seeing Courtney's family, getting to know like Jess's family and Jess's friends everybody was just super cool. Like it was just the perfect vibes all around. And so yeah, I really enjoyed myself. And and I feel like I just have like a new sense of like love for weddings, like you said. Like it's just like, it's the perfect amount of like deep, like life, because I love deep stuff. Like I love when things are just real, you know? And so to have that and then have a party after, like that is like my kind of time. So I hope some of my friends start getting married soon so I can go to more weddings.
I agree. Yeah, I hope so too. Like I always enjoy, like I said, the cocktail hour, the afternoon.
That's
the
your favorite thing.
The midnight snacks and the dancing. But I feel like those
Alexis
are my favorite
just
parts.
Wants to get
I
like
party.
The things. I was like moved, like, you know.
I moved, but that's a very small part. I feel like the majority of the time for a wedding is joy, not like movement. But yes, like you're moved. Like I, you know, it's real people's lives, right? You're seeing a milestone that either they'll be, you know, they probably won't regret, but they'll always remember good or bad, however it ends. And so I think that's like you're there for a very big change in their life.
Yes.
And so they're and then they're fun because there's also the little perks like cocktail hour and the midnight snack. Alexa's
there for the perks. That's a good dancing. Word. The perks.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Like, that's how I see weddings.
Everybody looked so beautiful. I'm giving Miss Higginbotham best dress. Like, I think she won
as a guest.
Yeah,
she didn't look better than the bride.
I mean, no. Obviously. Okay. Jess and Cody were the main thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just absolutely gorgeous. But in terms of the guest, just A plus.
Absolutely.
Like, she mother of the bride, like, most, like, fashionable, chill look. Like, she had a, she had what looked like a skirt. It was like,
It looked like a dress. But
yes,
it
looked like a dress. And, but I honestly thought it was like, I guess I felt like the straps in the shirt, I feel like
they were attached.
I feel like I could tell it was like, oh, it was attached. Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It was attached.
But yeah, it was like pants underneath and like, it was just like a peekaboo, like with the pants under, and then like the shoes were matching the flower.
It's very her. So it's very her, and that's why I like. Yeah. And of course, Courtney has great style coming from a mother like that.
Yes, but I mean, just fantastic. The stylish family. But yeah, and then the next day we had our Bon Voyage bagels, which was really nice. Like, I loved having breakfast and just being on the water again. Like, I laid out on that deck, y'all, like just listening to the water and being in nature. So yeah, it was just a really good weekend. We got back. I feel like the commute was the roughest part, but once we were there and back, it was like,
girl, but says the girl that was laying in the back in the passenger seat the whole time, girl. Talking about it being rough. You had a nice little situation.
It was rough because guess what? On both sides of that, I had already driven
3 hours. Yes, 3.5 hours.
4 hours.
Okay, we'll even give you four to a basically a seven. She lucked out, y'all. Let me tell you that.
All right, I'm not even in competition. I'm just saying that that was the most like grueling part. Like, waking up really early to get to New York and then. Get it, like the drive up there when I was chilling, but I offered to drive, so let's not talk about that. Anyways,
well, we couldn't talk about it because you said anyway so quick.
Well, do you want to say something?
Let me think. I think you know, I had a good time driving because I did get to listen to my music. I did well, and Armand was funny. And I had some good snacks. We did listen to Cardi B, and maybe we'll just go into that. Because as y'all know, Cardi B released an album, Am I the Drama, on Friday, which I think was Wednesday? It was Friday, like this past Friday. Today's the 24th. It was the past Friday. You know, I feel like it came out with to a critical acclaim. Like, I feel like overall people, I mean, it's selling a bunch of units. I see it's breaking records for rap albums, for like female albums. These are my thoughts. Mm-hmm. To wait as long as we did, which is over 5 years, over 6 years, I mean, a long time. I don't think it lived up to the hype. Like, I just feel like when you wait that long, it's so anticipated. It might even be such a tall task that it might not ever meet expectations because it's just so much anticipation with it. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like, to me, she generally overall did not grow in her rap skills and ability. I don't hear double entendres. I don't hear similes. I don't hear metaphors. I don't hear like witty lines. It's still very much like, if it rhymes, I'll say it, you know, bat and hat, cat and mat, you know, like, and I feel like there's a couple songs where she's a little bit more vulnerable, which we can say that maybe is an evolution, that it's not just about partying and looking like a bad bitch, but it's like she's talking about her divorce, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But I would say that is maybe three songs out of a 23 song album. Mm-hmm. The majority of those songs are still talking about how she's a bad bitch, how she's pretty, how she is
better,
you know,
than you.
Oh, she's better than you. You know, just this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stuff people always talk about. And so for me, it doesn't show that much evolution. I mean, there's a couple standout songs. I really like Bodega Baddie. I really liked Principle. I really liked What's Going On with Lizzo. I enjoyed the songs where she was talking about her divorce. I did. But overall, I mean, to me, it's not a great album. It's not a bad album. It's kind of just like, all right. I don't think she's pushing rap forward. I did think Invasion of Privacy did push rap forward. Like, that was a new sound, and it was interesting. I think that's why she got a Grammy for it. I don't think she'll be getting a Grammy for this album. I don't. I think with Doja coming on her neck this weekend, I don't know if you saw, but Nicki Minaj announced that she's coming out with an album in March. I don't see this being, even just if we're talking lyrics, better. So congratulations. You know, it's a feat to put out work and be vulnerable. But to me, it didn't meet the mark that I was expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree. I feel like I don't know if I had that big of expectations for it. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, like, I wasn't let down, I guess. So I'll say that. But I do agree that, like, overall, like, it's like, yay, you put out a body of work. Like, you know, I probably would give it like a B. You know what I mean? Like,
minus.
But I feel like, there's some, you know, there's some bops on there, but like you said, it is like in, I think because it took so long, like it's very Cardi B. It's very the, you know, her flows, like we're getting what we like from her, but because it was so long, it was just like, this could have came out. We could have had 2-3 of these by now, you know, where it's just like, we're adding to a catalog. And so I don't, she definitely shouldn't take this long again, like, but yeah, it did take it took a long time. And so, like, with that, it does give it a different feel. I did like the standout songs for me, because I've been listening, like, you know, more, like, I listened on my way home once we got back to New York. Then I listened to you know, just, it's been on my recently played, so but like, I'd still like Hello, because we tried to go live, y'all. Like, we did, we tried to go live and give our live reactions, but it didn't save for some reason. But at first, I wasn't really feeling Pick It Up with Selena Gomez, but now I'm
really
like, now I'm like, it's definitely catchy. I'm just like, Pick It Up, pick it up, and just listening to the words.
Is it a standout, like, though? Like, you're talking about your standouts. Okay, that's a standout.
It's something that's in my head, and that, like, I'm like, I want to hear that today. You know, like, I like it enough to play it, because there's definitely songs that, like, Dead, I'm not really playing that. You know what I mean? Like, Magnet, I feel like I've gotten a couple plays. But anyways, I like Hello. I like Pick It Up. Love Bodega Baddie, just because it's, you know,
it's different.
And it's just like, you know, Bronx baby. Like, you know, like, it's just, it just feels good. I like Safe. Definitely love What's Going On. I mean, I just love that original song. So Lizzo kills it. And then I love Uri Time. I think that one reminds me, I don't know if it's like Too Short or something, but it's like, it has like a certain vibe that I like in general. So that was fun that she did that. But Pitchfork gave it a 6.6.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, I think that's fair. I don't think she'll get a Grammy for this, but I think that's fine. You know, like, I think that's makes
it's,
sense.
It's,
you know,
fine.
Especially when you may be in a category with a Doechii or a Doja, or
it's fine because it's not, it is not worthy of a Grammy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm sure she probably is anticipating something like that, because she's like, I've been working on this for however many years, like 23 albums, I'm going hard. Like, she's probably thinking that. But I think 6.6 is exactly where it stands. I don't think this is even a 7. I mean, like I said, it's above average, so it's above 5. But I just, if, I mean, it's, Armand is right. Armand kind of, we, me and Samantha both listen to Armand, and he talks about how, like, Cardi B is kind of graded on a different scandal, I mean, scale, when it comes to Black female rappers. Like, if Nicki Minaj put out what Cardi B put out, people would have dragged her with some of the stuff she was saying. Like, Cardi was really doing stuff like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I like Barbies. Like, you know, it's like, it was just, like, simple like that. And we would drag Doechii, we would drag Doja. But when Cardi does things like that, it's like, it's up. It's like the bar is lower. And so I feel like, yes, this can't be a seven because the bars aren't that good. I'm sorry. the bars aren't that good.
Yes. And like when we were talking about on our live, we were kind of talking about like, is Cardi B an icon? Like Alexis asked me, like, do you think she's icon? And I'm like, I think Cardi B is an icon. Like, I think herself is, we fell in love with Cardi B. Like, we yes. fell in love with her as a person.
Yes, I agree.
So I think that is why she is, you know, icon status. Like, I mean,
I think she's iconic. I don't know if I agree with icon, but I think she's iconic. Like, the stuff she does, like, will go viral. It's like people catch on to her sayings, but I don't think she's like an icon. I think that's a big word for someone who's only had two albums and the best one.
But it's not about that. Like, again, like, it's it's not about her music. Like, you know,
so she's
like
an icon, yeah, and just her personality. Is that what we're saying? I mean,
she was a personality. Like, that's how we met her.
So that's what I'm saying. You're saying she's an icon through her personality, not through her craft.
I mean, I think that it's all culminates together. No. That makes her an icon. Like, just let me finish. So, like, no. So she, I would say, I feel like I said, like, we fell in love with her because of her music. I mean, not her music. We fell in love with her because of just who she is. Like, her being able to be so, just herself, you know, like her being able to be herself and be welcomed into and like admired in these spaces, like a Met Gala, like on Vogue, like all these things. Like, it's not because of her music. It's because of Cardi B that she does songs that have made an impact. Like, we have to put some respect on Bodak Yellow and all that stuff. But I'm not saying that she's, I still think that she has stamped herself as like an icon. Like, I think that people, she's a doll of the industry, and it crosses fashion, you know, and honestly, fashion is, I think, a really big part of her like iconicness. Like, I think she does do, like, we are looking for what Cardi B's going to wear.
At least I am. But I think that, I mean, maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe I just have like a higher bar for it. I mean, I do think she represents something for the culture. I do think she means something, you know? I'm not saying she's irrelevant. Like, I think she's very much relevant with how people say things, talk. Like, you know, like, she has set a trend. But I just feel like the word icon is like triggering me because I'm like,
I mean, she's, I don't like think a Lucille that she, Ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like in her crap, but like her personality and her talk and like who she is has become, you know, people know her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people know her across the board. Like, she is beloved for being her.
I was going to say, I don't think she, I don't know. I just don't think her craft is quality enough. But maybe it's not about her craft. Maybe it's about her personality. But I also think, I don't know. It is what it is. We can disagree. But yeah, that's an interesting question. Like, is she an icon? I think a lot of people would have interesting responses to that. But overall, you know, props to her for bringing out an album. And a lot, I feel like the crazy thing is a lot of the talking parts around this album have been surrounded by her announcement of her pregnancy, which we talked about a little bit last week. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's now reemerged once Crystal from The Read kind of gave her opinion on their podcast. And she kind of basically, long story short, was saying Cardi B this is not smart, basically. She called her a dumb bitch on the podcast. It's not smart. Basically, she's having a baby right before she's about to go on tour, during this album rollout. She's not going to be in shape for a tour again, because as we know, her first tour, I mean, she was pregnant during Invasion of Privacy. Now she's pregnant again. Crystal believes this this tour is not even really going to happen in the beginning. People are going to be wasting their money because Cardi B is not going to give a performance, and she's out of shape, and she's just going to get her mommy makeover as she always does, and she's not going to be in shape, and she's going to be also healing from a surgery. She also talked about how just like we have to be more responsible with who we're having sex with and who we're allowing to like get us pregnant. We know the drama that she's had with Offset. I mean, Cardi B herself has said Blossom doesn't even really know Offset. Like, that's the kind of father he is. And and then now she's having a baby by Stefan Diggs, who I believe has a 10-year-old, we said last week, but also has all these allegations from IG models that he has about 2 or 3 babies coming on the way by him. Who have just gotten here this year. Also a sexual assault allegation by a man. So like people are just saying, and then also Blossom is only just turned 1. So this Cardi B has had a baby and then met another man and gotten pregnant within a little over a year. So people are also just being like, we need to be more responsible with who we procreate with and someone that we know for more than just a year. And so she went in though. I said that nicely. She went in, she called her a dumb bitch. She said, use your throat, use your butthole, don't use your fucking vagina. And she said it's completely irresponsible. She's not thinking of the kids, kind of insinuating her actions are kind of selfish and she's not thinking about the kids. And basically at the end, my final note, she was like, don't come running and talking about, you know, I'm a single mother and he doesn't do right by his kids, yada, 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 about Stefan Diggs in a year, because she should have known better from the jump. And we all could see this coming, basically. So with all that being said, how are you reacting to it?
First of all, I was shocked that Crystal was trending like about this podcast. Like, I feel like it's been a minute since that has happened. And I was very curious to listen myself just to see like if it felt different than what she's done in the past, or just like, you know, just the level of read, because we've heard a lot. And it wasn't even the read, it was just like her part of the Hot Topics or whatever. And so I mean, when we listened together, I do feel like it was like she made some points. Like, you know, like absolutely. She like this is pretty much like she didn't say it in a nice way at all. And she said it in a mean way. Like, let's be real. Like, she said it in a mean way. And I do think my thing always, like the death part of things, like that always like feels like it's crossing the line. Like, I just hope that you don't die on like on the operating table from your mommy makeover or whatever. Like, that's like a lot. I will say it's interesting because, and that's also what freaks me out too, because I'm like, Cardi B has also brought that up a couple times. Like, she's like, even on this new album, like when she's dissing Bia, she's like, I'd rather die on the table than look like you. And I'm just like, can we stop bringing up you dying on the table? Like, you know, and so I just feel like, yeah. So that was my initial reaction. I wasn't floored. I wasn't like, oh my God, like Crystal just blah, blah, blah. Like, this is, she usually has some zingers that, you know, I probably wouldn't say or whatever. But I will say that, like, as the week has gone by, as I've been able to like sit with it and, like you said, like hear other people's takes, it's very interesting. I feel like it has a lot of different elements in it. It does. I think, like, I sent you that video about like classism, or just like class being like a big part of this. And
can we talk about that a little bit? And before you give the rest of your points, because I feel like I want to hear your thoughts about like specifically on the class thing. And I feel like people, like, I don't know if you saw Sterling, what's his name? Is it Sterling K. Brown? He's the guy that's on Black Island. His wife made a video and talked about kind of
her
upbringing. And I feel like that's interesting perspective in the conversation. So I kind of feel like we should have a conversation about it.
We can go into it. I mean, I think it's very true. I think, you know, the expectations for ones, or like what is normal or what is acceptable, I think varies a lot from classes, like in terms of
absolutely,
you know, having babies, like teen pregnancies and things like that. I think that it can be very normalized in a different way than it is in like the middle class or even like the upper class or whatever. Like, I feel like the upper class, it's like, you just get abortion. Like, you know, it's like, if it happens, like,
or you don't you even don't just even look know. Bad. Like, I'm thinking of Jamie Lynn Spears. I remember she had it, or like a Solange, you know, like, it's like, it was handled because you know, Jewels is on a yacht with Beyonce when he's seven. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did not get looked at how some girls only 16
right. I know. I do at, think you're right. You know? I think that like the upper class, it is like, it doesn't matter. Middle class, it's like, people are looking at you and you might be like one of, like, I remember our school was like one person had a teen pregnancy. We went to a Catholic school, so it's a little different, I guess. But then there's like, you know, this is like, I remember like a guy that I dated before, like, he told me that if you don't have a kid by like a certain age, like, men are looking at you like, are you gay? Like, you know, like, if you don't have a kid by 21, it's like, what are you doing? Like,
or there's just like a bias on it, right? Like, I mean, I feel like whenever I open, especially like, it's interesting when you think about single motherhood with classness too, not even teen pregnancy, because Cardi B's not teen, but like, when you just think about like single motherhood, like, I feel like, I don't know if you're getting this on your For You pages, but probably for the past 4 months, like, there's some single mother who's like, who's poor, and she's like, live, it's like, me, watch me feed my 7 kids on food stamps, living in a motel. Like, it's like always something like that, and the comments are disgusting, right? They're like, you are so irresponsible, how could you do this, how could you, you know, like, you're just letting boys nut in you and having all these fucking kids when you know you can't afford them, and just, it's like mean comments, which has truth to it, right? You are continuously having kids you know you can't fucking afford, and that's irresponsible. But it's interesting when we
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Take that, the same situation, but bring it to Cardi B. This is it. One, if this Cardi B was a poor person, we would say this is an irresponsible decision. You had a baby a little over a year ago, and now you're pregnant again by a different man that you've only known for a year or less. That is irresponsible, you know? And people, like, I think the only reason why Cardi B has a lot of people caping for her and going against what Crystal said is because the caveat is Cardi B can afford these kids. And I feel like that's very interesting. And also because we expect this behavior out of Cardi B. Like, I kind of think what you were saying earlier was true. It's like, she was a personality prior to being a rapper. Her person, she was kind of known for being like turned up, you know, like, she has a temper, but she's also a party girl. She's like extremely sexualized. She used to be a stripper. She likes to suck dick. Like, this is like the type of, by her, you know, mouth, like, she said that. It's like, this is the type of behavior we would expect from someone like her. So I also feel like it's, she's meeting expectations. And then there's a caveat of, well, she can afford it, so shut the hell up. I feel like one interesting thing that pushes this conversation to like a different level and a new perspective is what Sterling K. Brown's wife talked about in her TikTok, which was that she basically, long story short, grew up the majority of her life in Stamford, Connecticut. Her mother when she was younger, like moved to New York, left her with her grandmother.
Made a lot of sacrifices.
She made a lot of sacrifices, but the point was, she ends up marrying another guy who's rich, and they move her to Stamford, Connecticut, and she grew up with all the resources you can imagine. Like, we're talking big resources. Like, her stepfather paid for her college tuition out of pocket, that level of money, where she left college debt free. And she talked about like how there was this narrative surrounding her of like, well, you got everything, you got the big house, you got your own room, you, you know, there can't be any trauma with your upbringing because you're rich. And she kind of was just like giving the perspective of like, it does not matter how much money you have. You can be in a rich household, but your parents do make very irresponsible decisions, even if they can afford you and beyond, that still is traumatic. And I feel like she was making the point that all these people saying Cardi B is cool, like, it doesn't matter, stop talking about Cardi B because she can afford all these fucking kids by various men, her irresponsible choices might still be, you know, getting some trauma on her kids. It doesn't matter if she can afford it. This is irresponsible.
Yeah, it is interesting, all of these things that are coming together, because it takes a lot to have a child that is not trauma. Like, you know, like, everybody's gonna have like a little trauma, but like, in terms of like even us, like, it's just like, we, like, although I didn't have, you know, like, although finances were not, you know, at that point where I could pay out of pocket, it's like, you know, I've never wanted for anything.
Yeah, we went
like,
to private school our whole life.
Or just
know?
Like, you know, I've never gone without a meal.
In gated communities.
I never grew up without a meal. I never had to, like, you know, go hungry at night or, you know, things like that. Like, I feel like that, like, I could feel like that about my life. Like, I shouldn't feel like I have trauma or whatever, but like, the emotional intelligence of your parents and availability of your parents is a whole other thing. And yeah,
yes,
it doesn't discount your experience. And I think
money isn't enough. Like,
yes, money's not enough. But I also feel like, to be quite honest, like, I feel like a lot of people, I mean, most people, I would garner to say most people in the world are having children. And not that this is right, obviously, because I think that every child should be. I think that as we are learning more about trauma and, you know, what children need, and we're examining our own trauma, it's like, okay, now we can make an attempt to have, if we're bringing children into the world, bringing them into the best situation in terms of just like the parent has some type of growth. But I would garner to say, I think that we're still on this precipice of where this trauma informed type of living is implemented into all of our lives. Like, I feel like there's so many people, I think a lot of people don't have the access to it, one. And it just hasn't become like a part of our culture. I guess what I'm saying is, like, I think most people come into this world with immature parents, emotionally immature. You know, not saying that it is right, but I'm saying that I think that is, I guess I just think that's like, that's what we're seeing, you know? Like, I think that Cardi B didn't have emotionally mature parents. And the one thing about learning about trauma and becoming emotionally mature is, like, you don't know what you don't know until you know. Like, yes, you have to, like, I do think you have to do the work, but like we said, Cardi B grew up in a different class. Like, she did, like that girl said, like, when you grow up in a certain class, this was like from a book that she was reading, like, you know, you have to know how to fight, like, you have to know how to do these things to survive. And I think that we might dismiss how much it takes, like, what the real work and, like, what it takes to come out of survival mode and to come out of some of those like learned behaviors, like growing up in the way that Cardi B did. You know, it's not to excuse it. I do think that it's irresponsible. Like, I think that it is like, yeah, like this man has three babies that are just going to get here in 1 year, allegedly. And you don't know him. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, like you don't know him all the way. Like, and you're okay with.
And a lot of her friends and a lot of people on TikTok. Being a
single mother, mm-hmm. or like pretty much being like,
she is a single mother.
And, you know, like the dad, you know, it does have a father. I do think another thing that's been in my mind, though, is like, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of just different kind of families. You know what I mean? Like, I think that this is, it's like a norm, I think, that we're seeing, like seeing single mothers, that it's like, this is,
I don't think single, I mean, yes. I mean, and single motherhood has been going on for decades, but I think that the thing that people, yes, like we will embrace non-traditional families. I think the thing that people are harboring on is that the irresponsible nature of this family. It's not that, of course, make a family however you want to. That's not the point. The point more so is you just had three kids by a man that you openly fight with on TikTok and Twitter because he's a terrible father. And you're, you know, from your words, you say at this point now, the babies, you have to like, you know, he's missing times to see them. He, you know, they kind of have to hunt him down to see him. You knew he was a bad father, getting fucking pregnant by him because you had to start bringing his other kids around. And then now you're saying your youngest doesn't even know him. And now you're about to have a baby with someone a year later that you just met, we have to say this year, and you had a baby last year. Like, this is irresponsible. This has nothing to do with like what a family makeup looks like. The question more so is, why is it that it is okay for Cardi? We look at it differently when Cardi B engages in this type of behavior, but there's a different response when someone, I would say middle class and lower, would do the same thing. I can tell you right now, if I had cousins that had three kids by a ancient man, basically, and then had a year after having a baby was pregnant again by a man they just met, my mother would have so many things to say. You know what I'm saying? We'd be judging the hell out of them. But there's a different standard for Cardi. There's a different standard for Cardi.
I know, but I do think that's
interesting.
I do think that the way she's living her life is kind of normalized in the class that she was before she became Cardi B. Like, I do.
Normalized but judged. Like, let's be very real. It might be normalized, but the majority of society would judge these people. There's narratives that are placed on bodies.
She's 32. She's
there are 32. Narratives placed on poor people. We know that. She's from the Bronx and was poor. That type of 32. Behavior would be judged.
I don't think she's like having four kids at, you know, 22.
It's not her age. We're not talking about her. Like I said, it has nothing to do with teens. It's the irresponsible nature of the men.
I do.
In her.
Okay. I guess I can see that. I think it would be judged, but I do think that. Yeah, I got to say, like, just like the timeline of it and like the different men and all that stuff.
Because Crystal didn't give a damn about her age. Crystal was the point of Crystal's was this, even if you're rich, like, this is so irresponsible. Like, you have been talking about how bad of a father and man your other three children have, and now you're about to engage in this behavior possibly again.
Mm-hmm.
That's irresponsible.
That's what I think it is, like the possibility of this, like, and like if we're looking at probability now, well, just
high.
Now just learning about who this guy is, or just like, you know, what he has going on, you might have been able to realize that with more time. And
I mean, he has a bad reputation. You told me, like, they went around in the locker room and asked, who would you least like want to date your son? I mean, dear daughter, to his teammates. They all said Stefan. Yeah. He was on Family Feud. And they were like, finish the sentence, leave it. And he said, in. He's like, he has some IG models alleging that he just welcomed 2 to 3 kids this year. If I had a willing to bet, I don't mm-hmm. think this is going to end well. And even if they're together, mm-hmm. I mean, did you see Cardi sat down with Angie Martinez for an interview?
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it.
And she said that basically that she's like ready to have sex because she hasn't had sex in 3 weeks because Stefan is, you know, in New England training with the Patriots. I mean, playing with the Patriots. And all the comments were, I guarantee you Stefan Diggins hasn't waited 3 weeks to have sex. And I agree. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree. A football mm-hmm. player that looks fine like him, you're mm-hmm. telling me he's waiting 3 full weeks, being completely honest. Mm-hmm. I would have to say that's not true.
It is just, yeah. I think what I, like, where it comes down to, and, like, that is what I've been struggling to get to. It's like, where is the irresponsibility? It's because you don't know this people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't know this person. Mm-hmm. And you're choosing to have a long-term, like, you're choosing to have a child with this person that you don't know.
That's the absolute point.
And you're signing
right
yourself
there.
Up to potentially, you know, go through a whole nother heartbreak with a baby.
And let's
daddy
not even, let's put Cardi B aside. Like, the perspective of the child. You're bringing a child in with a father who is either going to be wishy-washy, just straight up absent, and you're like, you are making an irresponsible decision to have a child with a person you barely know. You don't know if they would, you don't know if they'll be a good father yet. And you're still choosing to pursue to bring a child in under those circumstances. That to me is the irresponsible nature.
And it's a toxic, like, my thing too is just like their dynamic is so fucking toxic. It's just like that inevitably falls back on the kids of like my parents don't get along.
And this is like, and this is the thing. I believe, like, me and Cardi B are birthday twins, like same year. Like, I think we have a lot of like similarities in, I really, you know, I want to say this is like, I like her. I feel like me talking about this, like, one thing about people being a fan is that you can be critical. Like, I like her. This is me just saying my opinion, but it's like, I do think it says something about her to have a baby with Offset. I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like, I can imagine that prior to Culture being born, she knew he had other kids that he might not see. You know what I'm saying? But you still took the gamble that it'll be different with me. And that's strange.
I think that is it is something that you learn. Like, I think, like, until you learn mm-hmm. the lesson, like, until you realize, like, I don't know. It is just something that you.
Absolutely. She's very male-centered. She's very male-centered. Right.
And so it's just like, yeah, that's like an unlearning, a decentered, like, mm-hmm. And also, like you said, like, I mean, like I said, just what has been normalized, like mm-hmm. dating somebody with kids and blah, blah, blah. Like,
not even
like, oh, we're going to like make this like a. I don't know. It's like, oh, he's not there for his other kids. Like, oh,
and
like,
that, you know, being okay.
And also,
until
but
your
you
kids
also
come.
Have the knowing. Yes, right. And then also having the knowing of like bringing his kids around because you know it's not right. You know, like, you know that they need their dad. But
I just think it's just interesting. Like, the class part, like you brought up, is interesting because I do think there's a lot of people coming to Cardi B's defense and knocking Crystal for saying what she said. And their whole thing is, but you, like, she can afford these kids. That's their whole point. And I think, to me, I think, you know, people are also sharing their perspectives of coming from privilege and saying the irresponsible decisions of their parents is very traumatic. I watched a TikTok of this girl. Her father was extremely strict growing up. She couldn't go to prom. She couldn't date. She couldn't do anything. And he was raised by a single mother. He's never met his father. And he basically was so strict on his daughter because he never wanted her to end up like his mother. He saw his mother struggle as a single mother. He also had trauma for watching that and then mm-hmm. also never meeting his father. She now is like carrying the trauma of being raised by a super strict dad who had unhealed trauma because of, you know, it just kept going down the line, basically, is her point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's just like, I say that to say, she needs to be very careful because, yes, you can show your kids all the love. You can show your kids the world, take them to mm-hmm. Paris, do all those things. Yeah. You can be a great mom. You can have the best intentions mm-hmm. and still your kids end up with trauma, especially when you make irresponsible decisions knowingly with their, like, choosing who's they're going to be their father. Mm-hmm. And I know personally, I would not have a baby, even if I was dating someone seriously, I wouldn't have a baby with after a year of knowing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially with their reputation. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, on the heels of a nasty divorce.
Yes. And, like, yeah, that's the thing too. It's just like,
with a man who barely knows my most recent kid.
And it's like, it's okay to move on and, like, you know, have experiences, mm-hmm, and stuff. But yeah, like, the kid part about it just makes everything so much more serious. Like, all of this is like, it just becomes serious. It's just like, he's all these allegations, like the baby that's whatever. It's just like, it would be fine. And so it would be fine if they were not having a child. Like, it's just, yeah, like, whatever. It's like, they're dating.
Yeah, it would be fine.
And I guess I am like, it takes time to heal. Even like, this is what it is. Even just knowing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What it is that you need to heal, like, that is that's something that it doesn't feel like she necessarily took time to do. And so,
yeah,
I feel for her, because ultimately she's gonna be the one that has to deal with, like,
the kids
the knowing of, like, her mistakes, yeah, the pain of, like, mm-hmm, you know, if this doesn't work out with this guy, and, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
absolutely, it could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. And I do think she's very male centered. This is all our opinion. These are all our opinions. These are all allegations. These are all things we're just making, you know, we are saying from our opinions. But I think that, like, even just like, I would love to see, like, she's very male-centered. Like, she gets a mommy makeover after every single, it is alleged, she talks about getting liposuction after having babies. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, I wonder what her daughters, like, I would love to see them old, like, when they're, like, 18 and what their relationship with their, like, beauty looks like. Because I wonder what it would be like if I had a mother who is beautiful. I mean, my mother's beautiful, but beautiful in the way of, like, baddie aesthetic. You know, who's like wearing a waist trainer, putting on the faja, you know, as she says, the minute she's done with birth, getting surgery for liposuction, got her nose done, got butt shocks, got, like, fake boobs. Like, I wonder what that does to a daughter when it's like, it's not like you did it one time and we never, you know, we move on. Plenty of moms have boob jobs. But after every pregnancy, I know you have done work. I'm curious what, like, it's, there's an unhealthy relationship to her body there in her beauty image.
Yeah. For and sure. I mean, I definitely think that is, like,
and it's all for the male gaze, like, to have a bit fat ass, big boobs, you know, like, it's all for the male gaze. It's not for, you know, it's not right. for just to, like, look thinner in your arms. Like, she's getting ass shots. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, I do think the thin thing is a part of it, but, you know, because she, yeah, just not going to look bigger than she has to, mm-hmm, or, like, bigger than she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's honestly sad. Like, I think we're seeing symptoms of an insecure,
absolutely, person.
Like, people that have emotional damage, quote unquote, or just, like, their own trauma are people that make these kinds of decisions. And so that, yeah, is kind of what makes me feel, I just hope that she gets,
I pray for the kids at this point. Yeah,
like, I hope, but it's just like, she is their mother, so it's like, at the end of the day, it's just like, I hope that she can grow, you know, like, I really do. I hope she gets some understanding of just, like, what
all, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I remember, you know, Samantha is our straight resident, so she'll tell us things about boys and girls. And I remember
I'm fluid, but yes, I did.
I remember you saying how, like, you know, it is a kink for people to be like, come in me. Mm-hmm. And like girls like it. So girls like to say it to a guy for his ego and to make, you know, and also maybe they like it, but for his ego, like in my mind, the way you portrayed it was like, it's a very like, it's a dirty talk thing, but it's also like in my mind, like something that pleases the guy, like, oh, like you want me to finish in here, you know, like it's not disrupting the moment. Yada, yada, yada. I saw this to say.
It gets definitely more for their pleasure.
Yes. Yes. For their pleasure. So I say all this to say, do you think that Cardi, like, this is kind of a symptom of all of that, like, where it's like, you know, this is going into, let me think of better way to ask this, like, this, that, but her being pregnant right now, like, basically having unprotected raw sex with this man, having a baby after a year of knowing him, if the timeline adds up, basically, this is just all a manifesting of the insecurities, like, you know, it's like she's so male-centered, she lets men come in her, you know what I'm saying, and she ends up getting fucking pregnant. Like, it's just like,
I think that we are witnessing somebody that came from poverty to getting so much money that they have all the support in the world. And like what Sterling K. Brown's wife was saying, I want to know what her name is.
Michelle.
Okay, yeah.
Michelle Ryan.
Yeah, something. I think her name's Ryan, actually.
She said all her family calls her Michelle. I think that's her real name. I think Ryan's her middle name.
It's Ryan Michelle Bates.
Oh, so they call her middle name. Okay, so Ryan, yeah. Michelle.
I think her family calls her that, but like, mm-hmm. the public, we call her Ryan.
Gotcha.
But like what she was saying, you know, her family members are just like, you have everything that you mm-hmm. could have ever asked for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that is the mindset that she's going into when she is having sex. She's like, I can afford it. She's not thinking about
it's down just a
the line.
Big responsibility but for I just a fun night.
Do, but people, I mean, I don't get it either because I don't participate in that. Like, I've never been on birth control. I, you know... So it's just like, I'm not taking that risk just mm-hmm. because I don't know if I've never been in like the heat of the moment enough or like, or people just know not to play with me because mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's just not come up. And I do think it is on the woman's part to probably be more so like, maybe they just get the vibe or they are told or they are asked, you know what I'm saying?
I just feel like it's a male, it's like you do it to like look sexy for the man, you know, and I wonder if this is all just part of her insecurities and that's why she just keeps getting pregnant.
I think it is part of it. I do think that like, I do think it is more male leaning. I know mm-hmm. women, I know there's women that would say like, no, like I like that. And it's like, I get why you do. Like it does feel like, it's something that I have not experienced yet that mm-hmm. is probably, I mean, I was like, whatever. It's just like, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like it feels like somebody that you can just really be with, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, without having to think about all this stuff. It's just like, no, we are together, I guess. but I don't know. I do think part of it though is that it's about like, you know what they want to hear and you're willing to do that, but also like she don't believe in birth control. Like, I don't know, like she's taking that risk. And I do think it's because of the money, like because of being able to. I don't get it either. Like I don't get how people get pregnant, like just all willy-nilly. Like, I feel like there's so much, I mean, I do understand, like, if you don't know, like, you know, if, like, you haven't had proper sex education or, you know, because there are people that a guy will just come in, like, you know, and it's just like, oh, shit, like, I'm pregnant. Like, I don't know what's yeah. happening, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, if you know what the risks are and you're doing that just because you were in the moment and you like need a plan B, like I haven't lived that life yet. I would love to know, honestly, because I think that I'm in a minority, honestly.
Like, Yeah, maybe you are. I just, I don't know. I really feel like we're on to something where it's like, she has a very huge problem with being male-centered. And I wonder if like letting men just come in her to have babies is part of it, because she's in the heat of the moment. She wants to feel sexy to him. She wants to, but I also think her upbringing has a lot to do with it. Like, this is also normal. I mean, but
obviously the baby, and this is like, I have one more point after
this. Yeah.
This is like, obviously the baby's like here now, but it's just like, I don't know. It just feels like such a heavy, like kind of a bummer thing to happen at like the beginning of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, this is like not fun anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's a way to kill it. I hate to say it, but I think this is a way to make it very complicated with the person you haven't even established like healthy communication with. The first year me and Julia were playing, okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's just like the fun's over now.
Exactly. Baby's on the way. I think that's what I'm saying, and I think that's what Crystal said. Please don't come talk to us in the future about it, because we can see the writing on the wall. And I feel like that's why it's so terrifying, because we can see the writing on the wall, and we know that there's now a lot at stake, you know?
Yeah. I think the last thing I was going to say after that was just like, I do think it's interesting, this conversation about talking to women or like creating like kind of controversy, like the choice of Crystal to go that far in on this like pregnant woman. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. Like, this woman is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You have a large audience, like, and it actually did make waves, and she responded and stuff, and it's just like, she's already probably scared, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I think pregnancy is just scary in general.
Absolutely.
And so it's just like, just that having that conversation about like how we speak about people, like when the baby is already en route and hasn't made it out yet. Like, you know, it's just like, we're talking about these mommy makeovers and stuff, and it's just like, it's scary. Like, I'm just like, I hate all this talk about, I hate how she said it in her song, and I hate that, like, Crystal said, like, it's just like, let's stop saying that.
I mean, I think it's scary. Like, and we pray that when she, if and when she goes, you know, under the table, for this, you know, mommy makeover, if she has it this time around, we pray that, you know, obviously a health surgery. But I also just, we'll leave it at that. But yeah, it's just interesting. I think class has a big, Crystal, I feel like, brought in a good perspective and critique amongst their being like class, like amongst the person being rich, because I feel like people were not expecting that, because the thing is, she can take care of the kids. But I think she was exposing taking care of the kids is a lot more than just finances. And even if you are taking care of the kids in every other way, there's still a chance that you could have a kid who grows up with a wishy-washy dad, and that sucks. You know what I'm saying?
I think that we need to have, like, along with, like,
we hope Stefan steps up
birth control, like, or like sex education, but like family planning conversation. Like, I think that should be a thing.
And like, just
what can, you know, families can look all types of different ways.
Yes, like,
this
absolutely
is the bottom line. Like,
there has to be some accountability.
Like,
there has to be some accountability and responsibility in these decisions. I can't afford a kid right now, but say I was a millionaire at this moment, I could afford a kid, but I am not in a right place to have one. I know that if I had one right now, we would have some serious fucking problems.
That comes with
emotional,
like,
maturity,
you said, class too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do think that is like, I don't know, just like,
yes,
like, oh, like my parents didn't have this. They had a kid. Like, I don't know what I don't know, but like,
but
I
she's
do
now
know
knows.
Now, I do know now. It's like, I think, yeah, like, people see kids differently.
And once you have a kid, though, I think, like, I don't know if you're seeing this, but, like, on my For You page, and we should end it, like, and move on to, like, you know, our last pleasantries. But, like, I saw on my For You page when I first came on, it was, like, this girl, she was like, you know, I'm 23, I have 3 kids, and it's miserable. Like, she was like, I'm poor, I can't afford it. You know, I wasn't thinking when I had them, but once I have these kids, reality snaps. So what I'm trying to say is, she knows better now. She's gone through child, like, raising a kid 3 times. This is now just irresponsible behavior. Life has slapped her in the face 3 different times when she realized how much of a responsibility a fucking kid is.
I think that, yes, they're a lot of work. I don't think she realizes the emotional maturity in like how these different types of situations can affect her children emotionally.
Oh, I agree with that. I think
that's why she's able to rationalize this. The last thing I want to say is I did think it was kind of funny that Crystal, and mind you, like, long time Reed pot, like, you know, y'all know we love the Reed, like, they're our OGs, like, love the Reed. But I was like, Beyonce was right there. I'm like, she had all that smoke for Cardi B, and it was just the same week of the Beyonce being at the table with Jared Kushner. And so I just like,
well, we know why.
I know. But I just, it's just like, we gotta, we're gonna have the smoke, especially in these times. Like, it, I think it is gonna get to a point. It might, I mean, they might just never say anything bad about Beyonce or like critical about Beyonce ever again. But it's like, it's just interesting. It's like, she's right there. Like, you're going in on Crystal. I mean, you're going in on Cardi B. And not that I want her to go in on Beyonce, but it's just like,
yeah, I get
we
you.
Are living in crazy times. And yeah, you're reading the president, you know, like, so that was my only other thought. But
makes sense. Final thing. Rihanna had a baby on, I believe, the 17th and named it was
13th.
Oh, 13th. Okay, 13th. And she named the baby Riot. Sorry, no, she didn't. Rocky. Sorry. Rocky. Irish Mayors. Yes, September 13th. And we're so proud of, we're so happy for her because she had a girl.
She had her girl. Yes.
I was like, wondering though, what are these? What are these? Is those what,
the pink thing?
I think, yeah, what are those?
Like ballet slippers or something?
Oh, okay. Because I mean, was like, those shapes so weird. I was like, what are those? Okay, yeah. But she had a girl, so congratulations.
She had a healthy baby. And I mean, that's another person. Rihanna, too, we could talk about. But I guess Rihanna's been in a relationship for a long time.
Rihanna's been in a relationship. And I think at this point, we were clowning Rihanna. Like, I feel like in the when those first like Harlem pictures came out, people were like, ASAP Rocky, that's who you choose. You had a like people were going in for a while. I feel like he has proven that he is going to be a father. You know, he is a family man now. He's rebranded, I would say. And so I think Rihanna does get that smoke. But I remember talking to you about this. Like, we were like, I wish she chose better. Like, really? This is a man who was just, you know, like, but I think she had the people at the same smoke. But I think that he, ASAP Rocky, has really grown up. Like, I feel like one thing I can see is maturity in him. And she has commanded that he be a father and a husband, and he is rising to the occasion.
I'm looking at the picture closely. I'm just like, oh my God.
She's cute. But yeah, y'all.
The pink.
That's all we got today.
I think that's everything.
I'm about to make some brownies.
Yes, I'm hungry. I don't know what I'm gonna eat, but but yes, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Shout out to Cody and Jess. Congratulations. We're so happy for you guys. Yes. Make sure you guys email us at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Send us any topics or questions you guys have for us or things you want us to elaborate on. Make it be personal questions too. Like, we want to hear from y'all. So anywho's, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.